Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, it is amusing to contemplate that Marxist Patrice Cullors, one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, has apparently purchased four houses, including a $1.3 million property in Topanga Canyon, north of Los Angeles, which is 88% white. Power to the people, indeed. Ms. Cullors can thank the thousands of suckers who sent money to her foundation. Those duped include major corporations like Nabisco, Microsoft, Airbnb, and others. But they weren't really duped at all. Any intelligent person has to know the BLM movement, like Al Sharpton's crew, uses activism to accumulate assets. Patrice Cullors and her radical compatriots are shrewd evaluators of the marketplace. They know foolish virtue seekers will continue giving them cash no matter what. Hate is an excellent business these days. And if you know anything about communist history, you know that Fidel and Mao and Stalin and Ho Chi Minh all lived rather high on the hog, so to speak. Now this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.